This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Gracias.
Very Babbel. Good. I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I'm already bilingual.
Really?
Yep. I grew up in a Hebrew-speaking household.
Ken.
Lamadti Ivrit Babayit. That means I learned Hebrew at home. Mm. The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yes.
But if your parents aren't actually from a different country and constantly speaking to you in that language, how do you immerse yourself?
You're not going
to
get immersed, folks.
The best way to do so is by using Babbel.
Babbel.
It's a science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Ooh.
You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for tutoring, okay?
Yeah.
You can just spend 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by 200 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Incredible.
I need this because, you know, I already got the Hebrew. I want to go French. I want to go Spanish.
You should go full French. Let's go full French on your rap.
Let's French. Let's French. bonjour indeed.
Oui, oui.
How about a special limited time offer for our listeners? Right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription.
Whoa.
But you got to go to babbel.com/segments. That's 55% off babbel.com/segments, spelled BABBEL.com/segments.
Segments, and segments is spelled SHAN.
You are illiterate in English.
Yeah.
So I say throw English away. That's not going to happen for you.
I'll go full French.
Go to Italian.
I'll go Italian.
Go to German.
Yes, I will
and
go
I'll
to German.
And I'll meet you there.
Yes, guten Tag.
Thank you. Rules and restrictions may apply indeed. But again, you can get 55% off at Babbel, BABBEL.com/segments.
Love it.
Ciao.
Adios. Let's go. I don't think I ever said that those words for them to sample my voice.
You think he created it?
I think he did.
I mean, you could MIDI keyboard each vowel, each letter.
That's
and
what
put
I think
together.
Happened.
Yeah.
You think he just made your voice out of songs?
I'm on board for that, actually.
And I think you could use that to frame me in some way.
Actually, that's a guy we've used before. His name is Don Kianian. Remember that name?
Oh, I do.
Don Kianian back.
Grazie.
Wants us to shout out his Squarespace site for his music and stuff, which is skyportmedia.biz.
Hmm.
Huh.
Easy to say, easy to remember, rolls off the tongue.
Have you ever, Jeffrey James in the studio, I should say. Jeffrey James.
Thanks for having me.
Have you ever bought a domain name?
Of course.
What do you got?
Well, my current website is jeffreyjames.com was taken.com.
Awful.
Nice.
I think I might
I also own jeffreyjames.com.
Yeah, just because. But that just forwards you to jeffreyjames.com was taken.com.
Oh, yeah, look at that. jeffreyjames.com was taken.com.
By who? But, who's jeffreyjames.com?
He's an English author. And he comes up first on any kind of search.
You'll never get that back.
Oh, yeah, look at him. He's a wacky looking guy. All right, what else you got?
I think for there was a short film that I did in high school called Check Please. There was checkpleasefilm.com.
Ooh.
I don't think I have it anymore, but for the time that it was going to be still festivals, available then.
Yeah.
Now it's available. Yeah, why don't you, you know, maybe that's your next Squarespace ad is Check Please Film.
Because I have been phoning it in lately.
Have you ever bought domain names? Did you ever get into that whole game?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't remember any of the ones that I, you and Streeter bought Jew York Crimes, didn't you?
Yeah, he bought that and forwarded it to New York Times. Let's see if it's still doing that.
What about Jew York Rhymes?
And no, it's no longer available. He must have let it expire.
Wow.
I like went through a phase in high school where I was like buying domain names, trying to sell them like on the secondary market. How's
very,
that?
Very smart. Did you make money? What was the best one you had?
I remember an embarrassing one that I had that I thought was really good, but nobody ever wanted it. I was like 17, so I was probably too smart to think that the domain name that I bought, finebanking.com, and like asking my parents for $70 to buy finebanking.com.
And the weirdest part was that it was F-I-E-N-N-E-S banking.
Rafe Fines.
Yeah, Fines banking. Just in case Rafe ever created
and I'm like, and then I'll just sell it to like Wells Fargo or some shit.
Because their banking is fine.
Yeah. It's all right.
Didn't you have a domain name called like iPhone Games or iPod Games?
Yeah, I had that was more than that was like an entire business, iPodArcade.com.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Before iPods can play games, my buddy Amir Cohn and I bought iPodArcade.com and like sold like text games.
Wow, wait, did you develop games?
Well, they were text games, so it was only trivia games. So it was like, but then before you knew it, once people searched iPod games, ours was number one. So then when iPods got games, we were able to like monetize it that way.
Did you put ads on there?
We put ads on it and like we made like a couple hundred bucks, which was really exciting. We probably made like $10,000 over the course of a decade. But that now is,
that's insane.
I went there. We don't even own the URL and there's a different website on it. iPodArcade.com is not ours. It's been stolen from under our feet. I'm sorry to tell Amir Cohen the bad news.
Oh, yeah. I used to have that website called RoboBoring.
What's that?
RoboBoring.
What's that?
It was a Tumblr blog about robots. Of course.
Did you write entries about robots?
I would draw little cartoons of robots and put it on there.
Got RoboBoring.com. Yeah.
It's gone now, huh?
Gone forever. Fuck. All our great domains. You know, domain name I bought like 10 years ago and I kept just because I think somebody will buy it? Notify.com.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but with a D.
Oh.
Then that's bad. Remember when we went
to... Oh, wait. You know what that is? And this is my pitch for it.
Yeah.
Is anybody who has, you know, issues with their lymph nodes, you know, a friendly...
Like this is a doctor that'll tell you.
Exactly right. No, not even a doctor. It's like
just a website.
You have it, you just send it out, and like it sends, an email blast to all your friends and family notifying them that you have, you know...
Why do they need to know?
That you are sick?
Yeah.
You're right. It was a dumb idea.
All right. You're not really quick to defend it, huh?
I don't know. I don't even have the domain.
Fair.
All right. This is not a domain name show, though it maybe could be. This is an advice show. If I were you, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me, Jake, and now Jeff. It's official. You're taking over for one of us, and we'll decide who it is by the end of this episode.
Got to the death. For who gets to leave.
For this episode.
You host the podcast with a dead guy afterwards.
But you get to choose the dead guy. How are you not taking this offer?
I don't seemingly have a choice.
I am holding a gun to you. All right. So instead of emails for this episode, I tweeted, anybody got a question for us? We're going to do lightning round. I got 160 replies.
Wow.
Can we go through them all? Probably not.
We can try.
Maybe we can go through a shit ton of them, lightning round style, try to answer as many as possible. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Does anything come off, pop out to you guys right off the bat?
I've got a good one. Is it wise to unghost yourself after a ghosting?
Oh.
Wow.
Come out of...
ghost retirement.
Come back from the dead.
So somebody's ghosted you, and then you're like, by the way...
No.
You ghost someone. And they don't want to pop back in.
Oh, so you ghosted someone, and then you want to bring them back into your life?
Yeah.
Wow.
You are the ghost, and you come back from the dead.
That person... is going to have a real low self-esteem if they were ghosted and then down to give you another shot.
Everybody has low self-esteem. I've done this before.
None
That's
lower
really
than me.
Really good, actually.
I've done it.
You've ghosted someone for how long?
Months, or two.
And then you're like, hey,
a
sorry
year.
About that.
There's been a case where it was an entire year.
Yeah. And you return with an apology?
And
I think what
note.
I think what helps is you have to see.
I was in a fugue state.
From Notify.
I was in a coma. I feel like that might be the only way to do it.
Yeah,
cleanly.
By the way, I think I was dead for a year. That's why I sort of ignored you for months at a time.
Don't you feel bad about some of those texts I got?
Now you're the asshole. Do you remember you apologized with unghosting?
I think what happened in my case was like I saw them in real life or something, and then I followed up afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't think you can like go from straight ghosting text to like talking on the same text thread.
Yeah.
Though I've also done that.
It's you just, see the of course.
You can do it on a different medium. You know, you like you ghost to them over text, but you can slide into their DMs.
And then you're like, and I guess it depends on the context. If it was like someone you dated and actually ghosted versus like somebody you hung out with a few times and then you faded away, there's different degrees
of
ghosting.
I guess a straight, if you do full ghost, like out of nowhere, you're gone forever, then it's very, I don't know if you can really come back. But if you've done the patented Jake fade away.
Yeah, maybe you can fade back from away.
I think you can fade, back
I was
in.
A serial ghoster for a few, like 2 years. It was bad.
Like serial you would ghoster. Just, you would go serial?
It was a game to
cold
me.
Turkey.
No, here's my thing. And that was a joke. But like,
but I did hurt some people, and I want
hurt
to apologize
some people for sure, and I won't apologize. but I think like ghosting's like I think a normal thing after 3 dates, right? Two, three dates.
Mm-hmm.
You know they get it.
Yeah,
but if you like
the language.
We're going, you know, two weeks or not 2 weeks, a month, and you just dropped.
Yeah.
You don't own the right to ever talk to them again.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
I think it also depends on what you did too, because like you could. If you had like a, if you were having sex a lot,
awesome.
But huh? I think the
Sorry,
more
I'm at a chat room.
The more sex you're having, the more unacceptable it is to ghost somebody.
Absolutely.
If you haven't had sex, ghosting is like that's like a fucking no
normal.
Brainer to me. That's fine.
That's good.
It's good and bad. Get out while you still can. They say.
All right, we gotta go. This is lightning round.
Mm. We got a ghost.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Is quesadilla a sandwich, writes Malachi Dempsey.
No. Oh, good question.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I would define sandwich as in between bread, and a tortilla is, they call it
if anything,
bread,
it's,
right?
It's a wrap panini.
I actually like that a lot.
Sounds like a sandwich to me.
Huh?
It's a Mexican grilled cheese.
Here's a question. Is a grilled cheese a sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is a turkey club a sandwich?
Yeah.
Of course.
Is a tuna sandwich a sandwich?
Yes, these are all
these are all saying sandwich.
These are all...
Hold on. Is a pasta a sandwich?
No, pasta is not a sandwich.
Okay. Is a rice a sandwich?
So you're not...
One rice, one...
Is a rice a sandwich?
You're not smart enough to come up with like a tricky one.
I just think it's fun to ask people questions back when they ask me a question.
For example, is this question a sandwich?
No, right?
Obvious.
Right?
Because it's not food.
I'll say it's not a sandwich.
Yeah, it's not a sandwich, unfortunately. It's not going to be on the sandwich section of a menu. Jake, you got one?
Which one of you has a more tan dick? Obviously, Jeff.
That's not a real.
That one is.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah. Orenthal J. Simpson.
Yeah, that's definitely me.
Orenthal Jake Hurwitz. Yeah, Jake wrote it.
Yep.
Jeff, you got one?
How does it feel like?
Well, that's really good. I'm actually currently a little bit under the weather, so I can answer with that.
I hate it. I know. Whenever Amir gets sick, it's like, you know how when you feel like you start to get a cold and you sort of slide into illness over a week?
Right.
That's how I felt.
But like, I get that for 2 weeks because when Amir's sick, I spend the whole entire week knowing that I'm going to get sick.
Yeah.
And then the next week getting sick.
Mine is it's a 5 day in and out. On Monday, I felt
5 day in and
out.
I have a fucking wedding to go to this weekend. I can't be ill.
What do you want from me?
I want you to be better. I want you to take care of yourself. Wash your hands. Drink enough fluid. Get enough rest.
Those are preventative. It's
never be
late.
Sick.
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever. How's that sound?
I get a cold once every 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't had a cold in a bit. But, you know, it's flu and cold season.
Yeah.
Well, have you gotten a flu shot?
Hmm?
flu shot?
You don't need one if you don't get sick.
No.
Here's a question that I've oft wondered.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get out of awkward Uber / Lyft conversations without being rude, except not Uber because fuck Uber, says Marissa Rivera.
How's the best way to get out of an Uber conversation?
Yeah.
You can do the fake phone call.
I was going to say that.
Fake phone call.
But I'll actually call somebody, but then I'll pick up the phone like I picked it up, even though I called them.
I wonder if Uber and Lyft drivers, like, see through that, even when it's fake, even when it's, because I've gotten real calls while I've been in a car before, too. But do you think they're just like, oh, fuck this guy, I don't have to talk to him, he's just ducking me?
I think if they really start an in-depth conversation, they don't pick up on social cues anyways, because I would say the vast majority of people don't want to talk to their driver.
Here's another question for you that this one stems from.
Yeah.
Of the times that you've, like, your Uber or Lyft driver has forced you into a conversation where you, like, couldn't back out of, how often have you totally regretted having the conversation? Because there have been plenty of times for me where I didn't want to talk to somebody, and then I end up talking to them for half an hour, and by the end I'm like, I really like that person. That was great.
For me, that's only happened once. Every other time it's been like, that was a waste of energy and breath.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I talked to this one guy on my way to Wolfdown. Have you guys been yet?
Oh, yeah, no, I have not.
On Rowena, right?
Really good.
Oh, wait.
Really
yes, good. I haven't.
It's also a very, like, fall place.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe once I get really sick, I can go there and sneeze into a soup. Continue.
Screw you, man.
I don't think I want to.
I'm just saying.
You've ruined Wolfdown.
Maybe I'll get a potato leek and I'll blow my nose into it.
Potato bisque.
So we say fake a phone call or actually talk to them. Because, well, it's different for girls because it definitely sucks a lot more.
Yeah.
David Alien John writes, when will you return to the Irvine Improv? And I just thought that was interesting because were you not at
at that show.
That was our crazy.
And you know who went with me? Was Rob, who interned here.
Oh,
no
really?
Way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Because I didn't have, that was like my first month in LA, so I didn't have any friends really.
Holy shit.
I'm not friends with Rob, but I was just like, hey, you want to just go to this comedy show?
You guys drove all the way to Irvine.
We took the train from Union, I think, or something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a great way to see the South LA. Any plans for a Pittsburgh visits, writes Brady Winner. Any plans for a Pittsburgh visit?
Not in the immediate future, but we have never been to Pittsburgh, and I would like to go. I want to do the whole Steel Town tour.
Yeah, I'm trying to get these guys to come to Cleveland.
Yeah,
there's one guy who follows me on Twitter who's always favorites my tweets, and I just see he has the Indians logo. I think his name's Eddie Stahl. Shout out Eddie Stahl.
All right, Eddie.
Trying to get these guys to come to Cleveland.
Is Cleveland part of the Rust Belt?
Yeah.
Is it? That's like a sad name for it. Because it's defunct factories and stuff. That's why they call it the Rust Belt.
We're like coming out of a depression, I guess.
Yeah.
Like in the past 5 years.
Because of LeBron.
Yeah.
So what happens when he leaves?
I don't know. I don't want to think about that. The Indians are doing well, so we'll have them.
The Windians.
Well, if they don't win tonight, we're out. So.
Oh, right. Oh, right. It's Indians against Yankees. That's your team.
That's right.
You guys should watch this baseball game.
I'll be on a flight to place a wager, Hurwitz.
Sure. I will.
Tell
you what. Let's both take Instagram pictures of our penises.
All right.
And then
whoever
winner gets to take one.
Oh, $5.
That's not bad. Anything else you guys
find? What is the most attractive and least attractive name?
Ooh. The answer to both is
how?
Anya.
All right. I think a really attractive name is like, I was just thinking about this. Like Bianca.
That's good. I think a really attractive name is like a really delicious fruit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
strawberry?
No, like
durian.
Yeah. Berry. Like Barry Obama or banana.
Nothing's hotter than a banana and nothing's uglier than a broccolini.
Hi, I'm Broccoli Rob.
Broccolini Rob. Broccolini Cobb.
Hi, Cobb.
How come I can't open jars the first time? Right?
Because you're weak. Ass.
Wow.
Do you watch Curb? Did you see the last episode where he's like, everyone wants to be the pickle hero? It's like,
is whenever that someone, new season?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Whenever someone can't open a jar, everyone's like, I can open it. Let me open it. And then there's the whole like, oh, I loosened it for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
because I think the
my hand made it like more malleable.
The trick is to lock your wrist. So you're not turning it with your hand. Like, you're turning it with like your arm.
Yeah. There's a great, it's great to like really go like 100% and then get it at the end, but it's really sad to go 100% and then like still not be able to do it.
Yeah. I've never, like, that's never happened to me.
Oh, really?
Never.
That's really cool.
That's awesome, right? It's not true, but it's still pretty fucking cool.
I don't know how to add to that.
You even if it's like a greasy little ketchup top, my hands are wet, I can still fucking pop.
Woo! Oddest fan encounter?
Oh, hottest fan encounter. There was that hot you fan.
I said oddest fan the Doherty. Encounter.
Oh.
You're at full mast. You're fully erect. How is this okay?
Oddest.
The two twins in London?
Yeah, we got followed around for a little bit by the two twins.
Mm. They were. I thought it was just so funny because it seemed like, I mean, they were drunk, which is fine. But we were all drinking with, you know, with all of our friends in this bar. And like some of the people from the show had like come up to the bar. And these two British twins just like were acting like they were the only twins in the entire world. And they kept on coming up to us and being like, hey, twins, yeah?
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah, two of you.
Twins.
As if they, we don't have
me and my brother. Yeah. Twins.
As if, the, as if we don't have a podcast on this network.
Yeah, hosted by twins. I guess that is, you guys are twins, but we've seen it before. It's not super original.
It's hard to talk about odd fan encounters because odds are all those people are still listening to the show.
Of course. Yeah,
I guess. I mean, there have been like, I guess odd is different than.
I guess I didn't mean like that the fans were odd, but like the oddest circumstance.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like weirdest place that you've been recognized?
It's happened to me twice where I got where I was recognized by like a big fan on an airplane and then I sat next to them for the entire flight.
Yeah.
Which is like one of the times I made like great friends with the people and I like still talk and we like went and did a show at Yale and we like saw them.
Oh yeah.
But then like there are other times where you have to I don't know. I do embarrassing shit on planes.
Yeah.
So like I could like the person a lot, but like I want to stuff my face with a sandwich and watch a shitty movie.
Yeah, but also like you lose your anonymity in a sense where it's like that you know that person knows you and it just kind of makes like then you can't be yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I'm thinking, you know, don't meet your heroes or something. Yeah. Like I sat next to Jake on a plane and he was farting and picking his nose the entire time.
Yeah,
just want to be me.
Just me being me. You want me to tone it down? You know, that's what Eminem said. You know, right?
Go ahead.
Sorry. Okay. Dylan Avnet writes, if they had made a movie / television show about you guys, what actors would you choose to play each other?
Ooh. Wait, say it again?
What actors would play you in a movie? You would choose me and Jeff, and then I would choose Jeff and you. And then Jeff would try to do a standing backflip in that corner.
I see.
Why do I have to do that?
I don't know. I'm just reading the questions, man.
That's all in that tweet?
Not the subtext.
So... you would be played by McLovin. Christopher Mintz-Plasse. And Jeff would be played by...
who do you look like?
People tell me I look like that guy from the OA, but I don't know if he has the range.
You think you're the one your doubt you have is that he's not good enough of an actor to be you?
I That's think exactly Jeff right. would be, what's the guy's name from?
The Indian guy from Big Bang Theory?
No, Ripley's Believe It or Not. Oh, Dean Cain.
Oh, that's pretty good.
A young Dean Cain.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Dean Cain is?
No.
Dean Cain is a great reference. Yeah.
Let me see.
A Dean Cain.
Yeah, or like a Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Let me see Dean Cain. You got to do young Dean Cain, though.
My nickname in my fraternity was Russell Peters. Because, he's like a Canadian comic. But just because it was like the only brown stand-up that people knew.
Yeah, I can see that.
Jesus Christ. No, of course not.
That looks like Jeff from the eyebrows down. And for you, I would choose none other than America's sweetheart, Shelley Duvall.
Who's that?
You're ravishing.
Thank you.
You're absolutely ravishing.
Insane.
No, I think you look like The Mentalist. Who's that guy?
Oh.
Simon? No. Is it?
I know who you're talking about because people have said that to me before.
Yeah, fuck. What was his name? The Mentalist. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No. It's not Scott Speedman, is it?
No. Oh, Simon Baker.
Let me see him.
That's Simon Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I would maybe do Jake Gyllenhaal for Jake.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Because I the name about? Jake and I'm mostly hot. That.
No, it's just like the beard growth patterns and the eyes.
Yeah.
And then Amir. And
the body. Jake Gyllenhaal's brown hair and a beard.
Not yeah, always. You've never seen an actor dye their hair?
He's never been shave blonde. Their...
Well, he will go blonde for this role.
You look like Marty. I'm serious. This guy fucking looks like Marty Michael.
And Marty was born first, so you know Jake copied.
Actually, Jake Gyllenhaal can be like, if me and Jake had a hot son, this yeah. is what would come out.
That doesn't even look like him.
You don't think Jake
that
Gyllenhaal...
That doesn't look like Jake at all.
That doesn't look like Jake Gyllenhaal at all.
The Jake Gyllenhaal I know looks exactly like Jake.
Okay, so you don't know the right one then.
He's talking about Marty.
Reverse bucket list. What is something you will never do again? Oh, writes David Zaragoza.
That's from Reddit.
Yeah, that was a Reddit question today. He took it.
That's fine. It's a great question.
What would you never do again?
Never do again.
But you've done it once. Oh, I got a good one. High school. Why would I ever go back?
It's not a fun answer.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Of course, like, no one would do that yeah. again.
That's yeah. sort of like gaming the question.
Yeah. All right. Junior high. I feel like I'm on high alert now.
Never do
yeah,
again.
Yeah, then my 15th birthday then.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mine might be skydiving.
Oh, you never
You would never
again.
Do it again?
Yeah. I had an amazing time. I recommend everyone does it.
Once.
But I did that when I was like in my mid or early 20s.
Yeah.
And now I'm afraid. I've grown fearful in my old age.
You've done more. You've accomplished more. And now you could like, if you did
now
die.
Now I can lose it all.
I know. That's yeah. fair.
I don't know. I sometimes think about like, I can't believe that I jumped out of a plane.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine doing it.
Sometimes
again.
I just lie awake at night thinking like, that was cool.
Did you do it?
No.
That you, yeah. I do it often. Yeah. I often think how cool I am.
Jeff actually lies awake thinking about you skydiving.
Yeah.
And how cool I am.
Do you have one?
You want it serious or crazy?
Let's go serious. What's, XM satellite radio.
What are your favorite College Humor moments? Just because that cake email seemed to really people liked.
Ooh. Oh, favorite College Humor moment? The all-nighters stand out, where we stayed up all night making videos.
Yeah. Do you remember that time? This just reminds me of it. When Josh, our bosses, Josh and Ricky, had a $100 gift certificate to like Nobu.
Yeah.
Like Jeez. A really fancy sushi place. And they said they were going to give it to the person who stayed in the office the longest.
That's so funny.
And me and Amanda, Iowa, and Chris Collins all stayed in the office for 4 straight days. And then I think in the end, me and Amanda like held hands and walked outside at the same time. And we split the gift certificate, but we've still never, ever gone to Nobu.
That's so funny.
So did you know that was the challenge, or you got to work that day?
I got to work that
day. So you weren't prepared for it.
I was actually uniquely prepared because I think I had like...
Because I can hold my breath.
I had come in from visiting my girlfriend at college or something. So I had a backpack. I had like all of my stuff.
Oh, interesting. Jeff, do you have a favorite College Humor memory?
I didn't work there.
Oh, I guess not.
Loser.
We rule.
Dork. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more questions and answers, lightning round style. Opa lightning round style.
Fuck.
Later.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking
online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike, like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz, and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we've returned. Jeff, are you any closer to making your own podcast? I feel like the people are in need of it at this point.
I really am interested. I just don't. It has to be a self-sustaining idea. This is something that I've said, again, open to pitches.
Yeah.
And the one pitch that I got from the last time I was pretty good.
Oh, what was that?
It was like pitch fake movie. I think it's something along the lines where you have guests on and you pitch fake movie ideas, cast, and then do improvised scenes or something. But I feel like, I don't know. Something in that bit, something that like people who don't know me would still enjoy the show, because I feel like not enough people know who I am for it to just be like, oh, like Jeffrey James's podcast.
Well, all of our listeners know who you are now. If you're listening to this podcast,
I love that. By the way, would you like take pitches like synopsis, like a log line?
Yeah, it would be a fan submitted.
Fan submits a log
movie
line.
Title or log line.
I feel like or log lines. It would have to just be like a fan submits a. A brief synopsis.
Yeah.
Maybe like you set the character limit, right?
Yeah.
Because part of the fun is going to be coming up with the log line, coming up with the title, coming up with the cast, the trailer, and then the scenes. But that's like there's so much improvising and...
What if they can just provide you with one of them and then you'd have to extrapolate based on there?
Yeah.
So like I would provide you a punny title. Somebody else might provide you a premise. Somebody else might just provide you with the cast.
Right.
Like, I'll say Rob Schneider and...
And then I have to get Schneider in the room.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's very hard to sustain.
Of course. We'll
get you want to get all the cast
It'd
in the room?
It'd be tri-monthly released.
So what's
and
that?
You
want to
write
every
the movie.
3 months?
That's every 3 months.
It's not three times a month?
No.
That's thrice monthly.
No, not in this case. And that's the name of the show.
Thrice monthly?
Yep.
A bi-monthly podcast starring Jeff Monthly. Your last name is Monthly.
M-U-N.
Anything else to talk about before we just dive right back into these lightning round styles?
New announcement. We're doing two more HeadGum Live shows at UCB. They're not for a while, but HeadGum UCB Sunset, November 16th at 8:30 p.m. Thursday.
You gave us that 8:30 slot, huh?
Yeah, Thursday too. Better day of the week.
Damn.
December 16th, Saturday night, 7 p.m.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. Saturday night.
Okay.
So that'll be the show.
Don't come.
It's
you already
musical.
Heard it.
Cool. Where can people get tickets? HeadGum.com, perhaps?
It'll be UCBtheater.com, but they're not released yet.
Of course.
Right.
How would they be? Packing lunches is time-consuming, writes Brennan Spinney. What are your favorite easy-to-pack lunches to bring to work? Packing lunches is time-consuming, writes Brennan Spinney. What are your favorite easy-to-pack lunches to bring to work?
Chicken satay.
Packing lunches.
Jesus.
Packing. I don't really bring lunch to work.
Yes, right, you do. Right. You bring lunch to work more than anybody else in the office.
Well, that's my lovely fiance does that for me.
Wow.
Sometimes. And it's
cod.
Cod. That's right. It's a Tupperware.
That's so glazed.
Fish. That's usually just like we cook dinner, and if there's leftover dinner, we put it in a Tupperware.
And if there isn't.
Then
but if you didn't make the dinner?
If I didn't make the dinner?
Then her ass gets up early and makes me lunch.
That's enough. I make dinner every single night. I never, ever go out to dinner.
Really?
Never go out to dinner.
Oh, that's the life. My kitchen's such shit. It's like a really long, skinny room. It's like what Bread Lounge used to be. Hashtag boycott Bread Lounge, by the way. And it's so bad to cook in. The appliances are from the 1960s. It's not a good spot for that.
Yeah.
Your kitchen's pretty nice because it's like a U, so you can turn around, get everything,
yep.
You know.
It's got counter space. Yeah. It's got the oven. Much like the new Bread Lounge, hashtag boycott Bread Lounge.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. How's the AC situation? Because I remember in your house the last time the loft was excruciatingly hot.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. The air conditioning has been fixed. Still doesn't reach the loft, but it's gotten cold enough that it doesn't matter.
Right. Is that going to become the master?
It will... Ideally, by next summer, become the master.
Okay.
The loft and the upstairs Good. Of my house.
Oh, you'll get the air conditioning figured out.
Yeah. It's not that expensive, especially now that I saw how much planning a wedding is. I'm like, oh, I could do the AC 300 times. Just don't make me plan the wedding.
Yeah.
All I have to do is not get married.
Meanwhile, the heater broke.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's just another...
Cold.
Oh, it's freezing.
Yeah.
And I have not... had the gumption to fix it.
The gall?
I haven't had the gall to make the call.
Fair.
Make the call. Have the wherewithal to make the call. Have
well,
the
I made call. I made the call. They came to the house, and I got the quote.
You got the quote? That's all you need?
You need to
You're a journalist.
Execute.
What?
No, you have to... Then you have to have them come over and fix it. The fucking gaskets.
I thought you just shoved the quote in the wall and it became...
No,
it
like you faxed the... You faxed your furnace.
Yeah.
And it can just diagnose the problem.
As long as you have the quote.
If only.
Actually, speaking of faxes, did you guys read the one about having a fax coming out of your asshole?
Yeah, I did.
Wait.
It was... Oh.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Yeah. Charlotte Garza writes, would you guys rather be able to carbonate anything with your fingertip or be able to use your butt as a fax machine?
You can use your phone as a fax machine.
Yeah, of course, like, the carbonate one.
Carbonate, yeah.
But which one is a better party trick?
The carbonating.
People anything.
Are drinking at the party, not faxing at the
so
party.
So we're both at a party, and it's a lit little club.
And you want to shove a piece of paper into your ass.
No, I don't shove it in. It's a fax.
Oh, it comes out. Well, you put things into the fax, too. Have you ever seen how a fax
so
works?
So Jake's in the corner, like, fucking sticking his dirty-ass fingers in a water, turning into club soda. Wait, meanwhile,
my fingers are dirty. You're talking about your asshole.
Drink.
He's by himself. Meanwhile, I'm fucking spread eagle on the dance floor. Shorty call 911. This fire is burning. There's faxes coming right out of my rectum. Seriously, just fucking call 979-555-8852. Hey,
don't just give away Marty's number.
And there's legit paper faxes coming out of my
asses.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, of course. You'd be alone there in that scenario as well.
That's fair.
Both are bad party tricks, but if you need one, the carbonate thing. Because at least it has it with drinking. Even if it wasn't coming out of your ass, it's still a fax.
All right, relax, man. You're getting all like...
You know what? I'm not going to relax.
You're all in my face, is all.
We're sharing a mic.
Danny Chinchilla writes, in your opinion, what's the best sitcom of all time?
Arrested Development.
Ooh.
Friends. But Arrested Development's really up there. Those are my two tops.
I grew up on that.
It's really funny because I grew up, I grew up on Friends, but really like fine-tuned the comedy on Arrested Development.
Yeah.
So if you grew up on Arrested Development, where do you fine-tune? What did you like when you were in like high school and college?
Shit.
Well, he's still in college.
Right.
Yeah, Silicon Valley, I guess.
No shit. Wow.
Which is so funny because like you have friends on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the people that we came up with.
Yeah.
And have totally eclipsed us.
I dream of Genie.
I'm not going to take it easy.
I dream of Genie is the best sitcom of all time. And I say that without ever seeing a single episode. You know how I know?
How?
Because it's black and white. It's smart. And it's so, so funny.
You wouldn't know those last two.
Yeah.
You haven't seen an episode.
Because you would know that it's black and white, but then okay, smart sorry. And funny is like you haven't
sorry,
seen
it. Sorry, let's take it from the top. Right. I Love Lucy is the... bar none, the best sitcom of all time. And you know how I know? All
right, nice. Well, you don't have... nobody else even said like, why it was so good.
I haven't seen
good.
A single so episode, you... and I'll give you five reasons.
All right.
Lucille Ball has it all. It's so funny, number two. Three, the acting on the show is second
you
to three.
You wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know any of this.
The editing that it took to make that show was second to one.
It's a
what's it second
what's
it to second
Seinfeld.
It's all also right. A multi-cam sitcom. So the editing, it's all live. It's a control room.
All right, what's five?
All right. Five is just that it's a gem.
That's a reason. It would be a gem for reasons one
I
through
guess,
four.
I guess I'm old fashioned.
You're not old fashioned. You're
not. You're
a moron.
Yeah.
All right, I'll say Seinfeld then.
Nice.
Cool.
What else you guys got?
What's a coy way for me to call out a girl for flirting with me a lot while having a boyfriend? I don't want to be too confrontational about it.
Wait, what is the question?
Calling out a girl for flirting with you when she has a boyfriend.
Just don't flirt back.
But like so if a girl is flirting with you and she has a boyfriend,
yeah.
It's how do I call that out?
Yeah,
you just shut up.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Relax.
You're saying shut up or you're relaxing?
I'm
you're
telling
shut
this
up.
Guy to shut up and relax.
So he says
it's
shut
not
up
his
and
business.
Relax.
No, it's not his business.
What do you mean?
I'm telling him to, I'm saying get out of here.
Wait, you're telling her to get out?
I'm saying no. I'm saying just calm down. Back away. Back
who?
Away.
Who are you telling that
huh?
to? All right, never mind. What's the Jewiest thing you do on a daily basis?
Jesus.
Try to answer that without being an anti-Semite, Chef. Tread extremely
it's an anti-Semitic lightly. Question. I to answer it even would be anti-Semitic.
Well, what's the most Jewish thing you like? Perhaps
pastrami? Lox. Right?
Rice. Do you like lox?
Yeah, Wexler's is pretty good.
Good man.
Yeah.
It's a pretty Jewy thing. Jake, what's the most Jewish thing you do?
Make cash.
Yeah. Make cash or
make
touch
cash.
My circumcised penis.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Make cash go away. Is there a perfect number of friends to hang out with?
Four.
Four total?
Oh, yeah. Unless you're at a party, in which case, 400. No, I like nine.
That's your answer to the sitcom question, too. Perfect amount of friends to hang out.
Depends. There's so many factors. What are you doing? Are you at dinner? You at a bar? Or...
Drinks.
Drinks? Like casual drinks.
No. Yoo-hoo's. 10 a.m.
Ugh.
It's Tuesday and everyone's late.
The only place that I know that sells Yoo-hoo's is the liquor store on my street.
One Soylent, five straws. How many friends?
Five then, I guess.
Total?
No. Five drinking it. 10 in line.
No, all right, perfect amount. You're hanging out Saturday night, having fun.
I think eight, maybe. Depends if there's couples involved, because that changes everything.
Yeah. Yeah, somewhere between 4 and 8 seems to be the answer. I'll go 4 total. Sushi or nachos, writes Cruzel Brandon, or Brandon Cruzel, if you're ordering it correctly.
Sushi, the rawer the better.
The rawer?
The sushi rawer? Or what?
The what-er?
The rawer. As raw as possible, sashimi.
Rawer
maybe.
Still.
Rawer.
Spicy tuna sticky rice.
Sushi or nachos?
Oh, nachos.
Really?
I mean, they're both so good.
But if you had to choose two.
Do I have to choose two?
Sushi
so you
and
can
nachos.
Say both.
Pasta and
nachos. But yeah, if you can only eat one for the rest of your life, or you couldn't, you have to sacrifice one for the rest of your life.
Oh, I'd sacrifice sushi for the rest of my life.
You'd sacrifice nachos?
Nachos, for sure.
Yeah, because sushi's pretty, I'm going to make the pun, but rare. So like you can get rid of nachos and then have like a quesadilla.
Which no, you can't.
Scratch that itch.
Yeah, you can.
Absolutely.
You're foregoing melted cheese.
A quesadilla is a
sandwich. At all? You can't have any of the ingredients.
That's not.
Fine, then I can have a poke bowl because that's technically. Oh, really?
Yes.
All
right. Just thought I don't really like fucking.
So I can have sashimi and not sushi?
No.
What do you mean no?
Sashimi is sushi. Poke is poke. Fine. You'll never see poke at Koi. I really do think you'll never see a poke bowl at Koi.
And vice versa.
Hmm?
You'll never see a Koi bowl at poke.
That's, yeah, also correct.
Opinion on the new Star Wars trailer, writes Noah Levy. Have you guys seen it?
No.
No.
Me neither. All right, next question.
Somebody asked me what kind of wallet I have, and I was just trying to look because I think this person asked me twice. At least somebody else did on Twitter.
I have a Bellroy.
Beautiful Huntray.
And that's going to give him hell, boy.
I think it looks like it is. Is this a Il Busetto? Yeah, Il Busetto.
It says IKEA on your wallet. What are you talking
Fuck
about?
Fuck off, dude.
Yours says Container Store.
That's enough.
Yours says Toys R Us on the outside.
It's actually really enough out of you.
So the first time it wasn't really enough?
Yeah, the first time I said that's enough, but that was time for you to cool it. So you sort of turn the car off. You okay. know, wind it down.
And then.
But now you got to knock it off. It's not just about cooling it anymore.
I'm going to say one more.
Cool. No, because you got to knock it off.
I see that says JCPenney.
All right. That's it.
Jeff, you got one?
Yeah. What aspect of running a podcast network is the most unfun and why?
Ooh.
It's probably an eat like a business.
Choosing the health
answer,
insurance?
But... Yeah, probably taxes.
Oh, yeah, taxes. That's the worst
one. Yeah.
Taxes. Oh, working with Whitney.
Oh, that's pretty bad. I didn't think about that. Yeah. But I think taxes might even be worse than that.
Well, she's our accountant.
Oh. What?
She's the accountant.
So it's all sort of sweat. It's like a sushi sashimi thing.
Right.
All right.
What's the most fun part?
Ooh, most fun. Maybe shooting the videos.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe day to day. I would. Yeah. Shoot but that's all I do here. So.
So you got the most fun job.
Congrats, dude.
Well, shooting them is the most fun. The least fun is editing.
Yeah.
But it is also, like, especially the one that's coming out, I guess it will be out when this is out, the Wake video.
The Wake video.
Is just fun to see.
Yeah. That was really fun to shoot. We're just singing for an afternoon.
Yeah. Which you'd been pressing me also to do, like, we got to do an original song.
And I want to do an original song. I want to do a parody song.
Yeah.
Here's one that actually reminds me of a question that I can ask you guys. So this one just says, would you ever consider being the lead in a movie? So I'm going to make that more specific. Jordan Quincy. What if J.J. Abrams, who made the new Star Wars movie, is like, I want you to play the male lead of the new Star Wars movie. Knowing full well you probably wouldn't be that good, would you still do it?
I'd love to see either of you guys as the male lead. Either of you holding a lightsaber is the funniest thing to me.
Yeah. Would you be too scared to like ruin the movie?
Or
would
no,
you
I
like,
would do
fuck
it in,
it,
in a
it.
Heartbeat.
You'll say yeah.
Yeah.
Not even, you don't care. You don't care.
I would kill it. Yeah.
What if he offered you the female lead?
And I had to be in drag the whole time?
No, you just have to wear a wig.
Well, and a dress or something?
Yeah, dress.
What do you think drag is?
Makeup.
Fair.
Well, you have to be in makeup for if you're a guy in the movie, too.
That's true.
I guess I would have more concerns because that's sort of a it's a problem in Hollywood that roles for people go to people that are unqualified.
Yeah.
But if there's like a white boy lead and they give it to me, and I would take it. But if it's like, Jake, you have to play a woman, I'd be like, why don't you cast a woman?
You know, and then I'd be like, we want you instead.
I guess I'd be like, talk to my reps.
Oh my God, you want to take it. You're what's wrong with Hollywood.
I wouldn't do it. I would take a character role.
You wouldn't take the lead.
I would take the funny man that has like four scenes.
That's not being offered to you.
Then I'm out, JJ.
You're out as the lead.
I'm out.
You're saying no thanks to the John Boyega character Star Wars movie.
No way I do justice. No way I want that cash. I want to earn my money. Not play around on set all day and then somehow get paid.
Yeah, I'd be too afraid that like that would be it. I would be like the guy from The Room where it's like, who is this asshole? Why is he in this movie? He's ruining Star Wars.
Well, just look at what Hayden Christensen people hated in like the original, or then the sequels.
Yeah.
Or like the prequels.
And he was probably better than I can do.
But it helps. Well, I guess.
And now he'll never work in this town again.
I mean, he doesn't have to. He's in fucking Star Wars, dude. I would definitely do it.
All right, you guys got a few last questions? We're almost out of time.
Yeah. Ooh, Claire Thomas says, I'm planning a solo vacation. Where should I go?
How about Loserville? Because Jesus. That's the only fucking place that would take you. If you don't have a friend to... Sorry, I'd hate to cut you off before you guys...
Just that you checked it. You went to a spa I did. The other week in Santa Fe.
Of course.
You went to Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Well, I don't have
You did a sweat lodge.
Yeah, for a week.
That's a long time.
Not like a vacation.
That is, yeah, okay.
Where would you go on a solo journey? Do you want to go to the middle of nowhere because you're by yourself, or do you want to surround yourself by a lot of people because you're by yourself?
That's a good question.
Would you rather go to Yosemite or Tokyo?
Between those two, I'd rather go to Yosemite. But if it was like Yosemite or like...
Nashville.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think she's...
Nashville.
It depends if it's international or not. I think if it's international, I would go to a European city. Probably it's one that speaks English, though.
Yeah. Like, I would go to Copenhagen or something.
Oh, you'd go to Denmark.
Yeah. Scandinavia or something.
That's Scandinavia would be really cool. And then in America? In America?
If you want to, like, go in America, you might as well go to Canada.
Montreal.
Like, I'm sorry.
Montreal's cool. I went to Chicago by myself once. That was pretty fun.
Why?
I was driving across the country by myself.
And you stopped.
Which another thing I'd recommend if you... That's a good move for a solo trip, I think.
Really?
Drive across the country by yourself.
I feel like that would get really sad.
I mean, it had its highs and lows, but its highs were really high. Like, I hiked Arches National Park by myself at sunset. It was like a religious experience. It was great.
Yeah.
But then also I drove through Nebraska for 9 straight hours, and it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
But then you got to have the peaks and the valleys.
Do you have a last question? Any good ones? I got one that might be a good last one.
Go for it.
Let me find who wrote it. Okay, here we go. Freddie Hodkin writes our final question. What is the best snack?
Nuts. It's gotta be nuts.
Easy. Nuts is the worst snack.
What are you talking about?
They're dry, natural little nuggets. I don't want to.
You said
dry
natural.
Nut.
You said natural, like being natural is the best part.
If it's
the worst part about nuts is that they're natural.
No, yeah, the best snack is made in a factory whose job it is to create the best taste. It's
Cheetos.
Like,
that's what you say, huh? Goldfish, you fucking loser. By the way, you're like
a raw cashew.
Your favorite snack. Your favorite snack is Wheat Thins.
By the way,
so you think the best, the factory that made the best fucking taste in all the world made a cracker that basically tastes like a nut. Less healthy.
If somebody gave your best snack in the world for Halloween, they'd be a social pariah. They'd be do not go to that house. That house gives nuts.
We have different qualifications for this question, clearly, because I was taking health into account. I wasn't just taking into account
It doesn't say
taste.
What's the healthiest snack.
Well, best to me is one that's not going to kill my ass.
It's not going to kill you to have a few chips.
It could.
Anyway, thoughts?
Jeff?
I was going to say hummus and pita chips.
Jeff's right.
That's an answer I can set my watch to. Hummus and pita chips is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even just pita.
That's nice.
But ideally chip, pita chips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stacy's maybe.
Yes, yes.
Which is also the best hangover cure.
I actually like, not
hangover cure.
Pita bread and
night of hangover cure. Yeah.
If we're going specific, I really like the Air Ritz, crackers. There's like a baked Ritz crackers. Oh. They taste like Ritz, but they're baked, so they're crispy and salty.
Interesting.
If we're going just general, like whatever, I'll say like barbecue potato chips because I think those are really good.
I like more of a like a meat and cheese plate or something.
Yeah, like prosciutto with some cheese and crackers.
A prosciutto wrapped in melon.
Yeah,
no melon for me.
Iberian ham. No melon. Wrapped in papaya.
I would like a big old plate filled with like, it's got turkey, it's got prosciutto, it's got ham, it's got
salami,
it's got pepperoni, and it's got a couple different artisanal cheeses. Of course, you have a...
you don't have to specify that.
No. What's it served on? Is it a serving board or...
It's a serving platter.
You already said that.
Let me finish, fucker. It's a serving board is what I was going to say.
What meats would be on it, though?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, the meats? He asked me about the meats.
Which meats is all?
Turkey, ham, salami.
Got it. Turkey. You already said that.
Pastrami.
Just in terms of the cheeses, artisanal or not?
They're artisanal cheese.
What does it matter?
And it's goat cheese. It's brie. It's an aged cheddar. It's an Asiago.
Okay.
A Gruyere.
Awesome.
And it's served on...
He already said it's a board.
I didn't describe what kind of board it was. Because it's sort of like a live edge wood, a wood cutting board with
like, what's the snack
with
though?
A stone.
What's the best snack?
What is the snack?
Oh, it's meat and cheese.
Okay.
Do you know what kind of meat?
Which kinds of meat are on there?
Someone's looking at their phone right now and sees this podcast is 9 hours long. Like, wait a second.
They're in the middle of Nebraska. They don't give a shit.
I would agree with that. Either hummus and pita chips or cheese and pleat meat.
Pleat meat.
Complete meat.
Yeah.
All right. We're done. Thanks. Thanks for asking the questions, everybody on Twitter. Thanks to Jeff for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
We might have set a record at this one. The opening theme song was written by Don Kianian. Closing one was written by Kenye. This guy gave instructions on how to pronounce his name, and I couldn't even follow them. It was like, oh, God.
He spelled the name K-E-N-Y / K-E-N-Y-A. And that was what he said. So pronounced Kenya / goes,
pronounced Kenya because English speakers often pronounce the Enye like Enya. So I don't know what you want me to say, man. His Twitter is Kendrick Jean. So that's what I'll say.
Hashtag boycott bread lounge. One more plug.
Ran Zimon. His name is Ran, right?
Name is Ran Zimon. Get his ass.
What does that mean?
It means follow me on Twitter. Don't play no James. Hashtag boycott bread lounge. Please.
Those are your last plugs?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Peace.
Yeah. This one goes out to my nigga Jake. If I Were You is a podcast show you should be listening to when there's nowhere to go. Let these two Jews give you clues, help you choose on whether or not you should cut back on the booze. But let's just say that your girl just left you, but you're broke down, so damn far from the best you. And the need to laugh is so far away. Play the cast off your ass, have a fall away. There's Jake, he's a real sleek dude. Player type, slayer type, he can be crude. And there's no keeping track, can't keep count on all of the news that he's viewed. And there's Amir. He has darker hair, I guess.
Jake and Amir have a podcast show. It's called If I Were You, Thought I'd Let You Know.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.